This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. So we started off the show talking about nuclear power plants as a way to help with climate change. Wind energy is another part of the effort. Over in Wyoming, federal and local officials recently broke ground on a new power line project. It'll transfer wind power to the southwest part of the country. As Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan reports, this project is a pretty big deal for a state that produces a lot of fossil fuel.
In the sagebrush desert of Carbon County, Wyoming, officials break ground with shovels on the Transwest Express transmission project. U.S. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland speaks to a crowd about the 730-mile power line as wind rips through flags behind her.
We know that clean energy transmission lines on public lands will help communities across the country to be part of the climate solution while creating good-paying jobs.
In this same area, a wind farm is under construction. The power line will eventually transmit that electricity to about a million homes located in places like L.A., Las Vegas, and Phoenix. Normally, Wyoming is at odds with the Biden administration's push to move away from fossil fuels. The state has sued the federal government over the pace of leasing to allow drilling for oil and natural gas on public lands. But Wyoming's Republican Governor Mark Gordon came to the groundbreaking.
Because there's an urgency. As we see climate change, we know that we don't have time to waste. We have to move with diligence forward to make sure that we address the issue of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere.
It is a stark difference from Carbon County's energy history, which is all about oil, natural gas, and coal. U.S. Department of Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm says that needs to change.
We want people to say yes. Yes to clean energy in the same way people have said yes to fossil energy.
And some people are saying yes, like Terry Wycombe. He's the mayor of Rawlins, the county seat. Wycombe wears a windmill pin on his shirt. He says the town has been in a bust as people lost jobs from the local coal mines closing and the oil fields slowing.
It is a lucky break for us to get this incredible thing in our midst. Some people don't like it. Some people don't like ice cream. I don't know what to tell you.
Wycombe says people don't like it because
they feel like it's replacing. Well, the coal's gone, and they've been closed. We need it all. You know, we need all the energy sources we can. It's not a competition.
The Transwest project will bring about 1,000 construction jobs over the next decade to build the line. And by then, it'll be delivering power to the Southwest. At a post-groundbreaking celebration at the Rawlins Train Depot, dozens of people gather, eating cake, drinking champagne, and talking energy. Damian Sesko has lived in Rawlins most of his life and runs a music academy. He's glad the project is coming to the area, but
one of the reasons we live here is the wide open spaces. You know, not everybody in the world necessarily wants to look at windmills.
Sesko is talking about that nearby wind farm that's under construction. With 600 windmills, it's slated to be the largest in the country. Even so, Sesko says the power line and wind farm are needed for the struggling economy.
Obviously, it's going to be different, but change is always different.
And this change came slowly. It took 18 years for the federal government to get all the permits and land agreements in place to build this transmission line. Officials pointed out future projects will need to be streamlined to meet the Biden administration's clean energy deadline of 2035. In Carbon County, Wyoming, I'm Caitlin Tan for Marketplace.